Good morning, this is Brother Marling again calling in with inspiration. This morning I would like to speak on the selfishness of Saul, of King Saul. And we'll begin reading our text here in 1 Samuel 18, beginning reading in verse 5. And David went out whithersoever Saul sent him, and behaved himself wisely, and Saul set him over the men of war. And he was accepted in sight of all the people, and also in sight of Saul's servants. And it came to pass, as they came, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistines, the women came out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul, with tabrets, with joy, and with instruments of music. And the women answered one another as they played, and said, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. And Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him. He said, If they have ascribed unto David 10,000, to me they have ascribed but 1,000. And what can he have more but the kingdom? And Saul eyed David from that day forward. It came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit from God came upon Saul, and he prophesied in the midst of the house, and David played with his hand as at other times, and there was a javelin in Saul's hand. And Saul cast the javelin, for he said, I will smite David even to the wall with it. And David avoided out of his presence twice. And Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him and was departed of Saul. And we can see that. Actually, no, we need to go on there. Verse 13, therefore Saul removed him from him and made him captain of 1,000, and he went out and came in before the people. And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. Wherefore, when Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, he was afraid of him. But all Israel and Judea loved David because he went out and came in before them. And there we can see that even after Saul demoted David, David did not retaliate. He behaved wisely, and the Lord was with him. Then, Saul breaks his promise to get he had promised to give his daughter, his oldest daughter, to David, and then he broke that promise. And now Saul is now selfish. He's now being jealous and upset at David because of it's pretty obvious that David was preferred above Saul. Some of the people there in the kingdom, and Saul was getting upset. And now Saul had promised to give whoever kills Goliath, give his daughter to marriage. But Saul didn't really keep his word here. And we read in chapter 18, verse 25, it says, And Saul said, Thus shall ye say to David, The king desires not any dowry, but 100 foreskins of the Philistines to be avenged of the king's enemies. But Saul thought to make David fall by the hand of the Philistines. He should have been just given him his daughter, but he actually gave him his second oldest daughter, plus he had to go kill 100 Philistines, which David did. Then also in, if we read in 27-30, it gives the account there. Wherefore David arose and went, and he and his men slew of the Philistines 200 men, and David brought them their foreskins and gave them to in full tale to the king, that he might be the king's son-in-law. And then David gave Micah his daughter to wife. And Saul saw and knew that the Lord was with David, and that Micah Saul's daughter loved him. And Saul was yet more afraid of David, and Saul became David's enemy continually. And there you can see that Saul was now afraid of David because God was with David. And he knew that God had left him, had left Saul. He was no longer, God was going to remove the kingdom from him. Then the princes of Palestine went forth, and it came to pass after they went forth that David behaved himself more wisely than all the servants of Saul, so that his name was much set by. And then, I guess the main thing I want to bring out here is, you can see that this all started with jealousy. and Saul not being willing to admit that there's somebody could be above him, even though he knew that God had removed the kingdom from him, and he was jealous of David, and he was trying to get David killed, and he ended up pursuing David for quite some years, trying to get him killed. Even after Saul knew that God had removed himself from himself, and that David was going to be the king. And I guess the lesson that I want to bring out is, are we willing to let others be better than us, or do I need to do the best, to be the best? Am I willing to lay aside my own opinions, my own things, or am I going to just continue in strife and just continue to push to have my own way? Do we allow jealousy to ruin family relationships? As this is what happened here, because this was now his son-in-law, and jealousy ruined the relationship there. And are we willing to allow jealousy ruin not just family relationships, but even relationships in the brotherhood or relationships with our neighbors? You know, can we put ourselves aside and admit that we're wrong sometimes and just walk in the fear of God and trust that what God is doing in our lives through the circumstances is for His own good? And also, do we recognize that someone may have a gift from God that we don't have? And that's a very important issue right there, is the gifts that God gives to each one of us. He gives each one a different gift, or some the same gift, but He gives different gifts to different people for the edifying of the body. And then we can recognize that there's different gifts in different people. And then we recognize why some people react the way they do to a certain situation. And we begin to appreciate some of those gifts that are being manifested through different circumstances. So I guess the main point is, are we willing to let others be better than us, or to do something better than us? Or are we going to become jealous and ruin relationships? Well, God bless you, and I hope you call back in tomorrow morning.